recorder for the first time. I think I didn't have it going correctly before, but I'll see. Well, anyhow, I think it's all right now. The level's okay. As I said, it's the 16th of March, and gee, it seems like so much time has gone by. I hardly know really where to begin, but first I better tell you that this is only a two-track recorder, so only, you know, record two tracks to me when you send it back, and that it's 3 3/4 speed. And please, when you do send it back, be sure that your tape is, this tape is well erased. Because if you don't, then I'm afraid that I won't be able to hear. It'll be so garbled. And you can erase it with a magnet. Just erasing it on a regular recorder won't do it. So if you would do that, Dad, I think it'll work out all right. And I hope this little recorder works okay. Maybe later on I can get a bigger one and a better one. Right now I think it'll be all right. Well, I think I told you, I tried to keep you as informed as possible in the letters, and I left Los Angeles on the, let's see, gee, I'm so confused with time. Oh, on the 12th, about 9 o'clock at night, we were supposed to leave earlier than that, but unfortunately the plane, I don't know, something happened and they didn't take off. If you hear any interference in the background, it's the ship's air conditioning and all, there's all kinds of noises on the ship. I don't think I'll ever be able to sleep in a quiet room again with so much noise going on all around me. But anyhow, the plane first landed in Hawaii, and of course what I couldn't see anything really except at the airport. And then next it landed in Okinawa in the daytime. We were there only a short period of time, and that's the area where the Marines get off and stay there for 2 or 3 days. And then the other Marines that are coming into Vietnam get on. They come in their regular uniforms, you know, but then while they're in Okinawa, they get changed into their field utilities and get their weapons and all. Although they don't bring any, no, they don't get weapons. They don't bring anything with them into Vietnam. And then once we got to Da Nang, it was very hot and muggy and dusty, and but it was beautiful flying in. The water's very green, and I was so impressed. But when we flew in, as I said in the letter, I saw the hospital ship, and oh, I thought it looked so great. So by the time, of course, I was tired, although I slept all the way, didn't do any knitting and didn't do any reading, but by the time I got in, I'd about had it. So I was fortunate. Usually you have to stay in Da Nang for a couple of days, and then you, after that, you get out to the ship best way you can, usually by helicopter. However, I was very fortunate, and as I mentioned before, that the launch was going at 2 o'clock, and I guess I got to a place called the White Elephant Hotel. It really isn't a hotel. It's put up by the, or it's taken over by the Navy, and it's part of the support activity. And so then I just took the launch right out. And the launch comes out all the time. There must be some kind of reason why we can't pull into Vietnamese port. Probably because they mine the harbor, I don't know. But I'm just saying that, I don't really know. And it was great to get aboard. And of course I went to bed very early that night, and I went to bed early last night. And I think probably I will tonight too, although I'm not feeling as tired. I think it's just the idea that your whole schedule's changed around and you don't have the chance to let your body get adjusted. There's not a whole lot of activity here. Well, when I say a whole lot of activity, there's activity as far as patients are concerned, and we get flight quarters all the time. That means that the patients are coming in by helicopter. And there are some Vietnamese patients, both soldiers and or whatever else they are, Arvin, I guess they call them. And also there are many Vietnamese people. There's even a Vietnamese nun I saw at church last night. The weather's quite nice, although I haven't been out today. Or I haven't had time to sunbathe or do anything like that. Right now I'm working on one of the wards, and probably will do so for a while until I go down to the operating room. Well, I know Monday I'm going down to the operating room. The time is, course, nothing like stateside time, as far as awards are concerned or working. You do get a day off a week when you can, but I guess it really doesn't make any difference. You might be working PM the night before or something, because you have no place to go, and you can't go into Da Nang. And actually, maybe after a while I'll get like the rest of the people. They really would like to go in just to get ashore, but driving through Da Nang was really kind of enough for me. I don't have any desire to run back in there. It's very poor, and of course there's a lot of rubble on the streets and things of that sort. But the harbor and all is very pretty, and the thing that's so hard to understand is that there really is a war. When you're in the town, of course, you see everybody in uniform, and you know there's a war, but it just seems that it shouldn't be, because the sampans are out in the harbor, and you see fishing vessels going by. But then, of course, there's a lot of American ships that are in the area, too. Now, I don't know how long we'll be here, and as long as we're in Da Nang, we do get mail, and mail does go out. But once we leave, then, of course, we don't get mail until we come back. And we'll be going up around the Dong Ha area, up around near Phu Bai. Phu Bai is the port for Hue. Apparently, they're expecting some activity there. I don't know when we'll go. The sanctuary left 2 days ago. So we're still here. Actually, I'm enjoying it very much, although maybe I don't sound it, because I suppose I probably sound a little bit tired. However, I'm not. It's just a change in the body, temperature in the body, a situation from coming back from the States, coming over here. Right now, we're in a temporary type of quarters. Because the ship is supposed to be going to Japan the 1st of April, the girls that we were supposed to be relieving didn't want to leave, and I can't say that I blame them. So they got permission to stay aboard, but four of us are quartered in temporary quarters, and it doesn't give us much space, but really it's not that bad. My uniforms arrived, and all those cosmetics I sent. I'm still waiting for my yarn, and of course my other gear hasn't come as yet, but I'm in no hurry until I get enough space to put things in. The staterooms are all terribly crowded, but the girls seem to manage all right. They don't, they're a very good group, and you don't hear anybody complaining, and either the patients or the corpsmen or the nurses, and it's been 2 weeks since the corpsmen have had any time off at all, because they've been so busy, and you don't hear the girls complaining either. In the operating room, you work pretty long hours, but that's the way it goes, you know, I mean, that's the job. And whenever they're flight quarters, then you have to go. But you share the call with two other nurses, so it means that you're on 24-hour call every third day, and that really isn't so bad. It could be every other day. And a supervisor will be in charge of the operating room and the intensive care unit, and also, the recovery room and the central supply. So it should be challenging, if nothing else. But the crew is really very good. I'm rooming right now, although I don't think it will be for very long, with a young, rather vivacious J.J., and she's from New Jersey, very, very cute girl, and lots of fun. Someone was on the ship today, a Father Harrington. I don't know where he's originally from, but anyhow, he's stationed at the same area that Father Hadash is, you know, the one that's from Chicopee, the Polish priest. So I told him to tell him to be sure to come on over for dinner, because it's a real treat for those people to come aboard the ship, because we do live very well, and certainly in comparison to the people in the field. Today, Army helicopter pilots came in. They're young fellows in their early 20s, came onto the ward to see one of their friends, and of course, he wasn't on the ward at the time. But they asked us if we thought that the ship would let them have a sandwich, and so the other nurse told them to go on down to the wardroom, that they would be certain to be able to be fed there. And so they went down. They were in their utilities and all, and they were just we were down later on to eat, and they sat at the same table with us, and they just couldn't get over having clean linen tablecloths and hot food, and the food is delicious. In fact, I'm going to have to start watching it, or I'm going to just put on so much weight, because it's really delicious, and it's well cooked and well seasoned, and if it was bland, maybe I could push it away, but you know me. One night we had teriyaki, and tonight we're having shrimp curry. So I just think that, all in all, that the food is just excellent. And, you know, two big meals a day, plus breakfast, which is meat and potatoes and, you know, hash brown and eggs and all if you want them. I'm just going to have to watch it or else I'll be a balloon. I'm going to check this because, as I say, there's so much noise and interference. I'm hoping that you can hear this recording all right. Seems to be working well. This is kind of a cute little recorder. It's one of those solid state things, you know, and as I say, it's just for letters. And how do you like the nice little package that I'm sending the letters, tape a letter out in? And there's another return address thing on it, if you'll notice. But they have these supplies and everything like this down in the exchange, and we just have to write free on it, and it will go all right. Now, I didn't mention too much. I guess I told you that I had a very nice time in Los Angeles. Mary Khalil and her husband met me, and she has a lovely, lovely home. And I just had a grand time. I was tired when I got out there, but I slept well, and I just enjoyed it so much. And they brought me to the helicopter, and I took a helicopter into Norton because it's quite a distance. I thought, for some reason, it was maybe like Springfield or Chicopee. And with the freeway traffic and all, I really felt that the best thing was to take the helicopter to Norton. And they're used to this sort of thing. There's so many people going in all the time. Norton didn't have very much, and they didn't have any place that you could eat. They had machines, sandwiches and all. But fortunately, Mary had made me, had given me some Syrian sweets and a few things to eat. And so I sat down and ate those. And we had four meals on the plane. We had dinner, and then we had breakfast. We had dinner, and then we had a snack. And then we had breakfast, and then we had another snack. So it was very good. The service was excellent. And all in all, I have no complaints about anything. And I'm not at all disappointed in the ship. If anything, I'm very pleased to be here. Everyone is so friendly and warm, and tries to make you your stay as happy as possible, and tries to do everything for you. Of course, I don't know what I'm going to tape about when I'm starting to talk, because it just seems that you don't do very much except work, which is all right. And a lot of the girls have recorders in their rooms for music, and I guess maybe they said I'd end up buying one too, and maybe I will before long. I hope if you hear that noise in the back, it's shipping paint or something, you know, they're always doing something. And we do have an area where we can go out in the sun if we want. And when I get a day off, maybe I will. It depends, again, how heavy the load is and all. A lot of it's funny, here we don't know very much about what's going on. In fact, everybody was asking me what the news was at home, and I said, well, I had heard that Quezon was surrounded and they expected some action at Hue. But as far as what's really going on, they don't know. We have no way of knowing. You know, we usually, I guess if you have a transistor and you put it out the window or out the porthole, that you can hear what's going on that way over Armed Forces Radio. But the newspapers arrive so late now. And I guess the only way you can tell what's going on is by your casualties. And the casualties are spread out. We get some, and Da Nang gets some, and then the sanctuary gets some, so that it's hard to say. And you get everything, Army, Navy, Marines. And it's quite an education. When they come in, they're so dirty. You just can't believe how dirty anybody would be. You know, it's almost ground into their skin. And their clothes are filthy, and their boots. And, you know, you take everything away from them, and I don't know what they do with the clothes. I'd throw it over the side, but I think they fumigate them. I really do. But they wash them and all. And they take their boots and tags, and the boys are very protective of this because apparently they've worn them in, and they don't want to get new boots if they're going to be leaving. So when they're ready to go, there's a Marine liaison sergeant on board, and when they're ready to go, they get clean utilities and everything. They're taken care of in that manner. And they're not allowed to bring any weapons aboard. They have to check them. And it's very interesting. In fact, maybe I ought to tell you about it. I suppose, though, I ought to wait till almost the other side. But when the helicopter comes in, a group called triage. First of all, they call flight quarters, and everybody knows to go to whatever station they're particularly assigned to. Most instances, you just stay on the ward unless you're particularly attached to the triage unit. And then when they get into triage, immediately, if they've had whatever first aid they've had is looked at, and also their weapons are taken away from them, and right there at the heliport, because it isn't safe, of course. And then they take their clothes away from them and bring them into the triage room to determine what exactly has to be done. Do they have to go to surgery immediately, or what's going to be done to them? So this is the way it usually works out.